Detroit and Dallas went to battle. Next up is the Ottawa Senators for the Stars. My buddy Weldon joins the show. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite snack or drink or dinner or lunch, whatever time of day it is for you. Let's talk some hockey.
What's up?
Hey, there's the man.
It was being slow to load.
Figures. This app is something.
Yeah, it was being slow to load, so I was like, oh, come on.
Then
it's like, oops, there was an error, so I had to exit out and re-enter into it, and then it opened right up.
Good Lord, I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, it's no problem. So what's up?
Not much, man. Just perusing the standings and looking at the next game and Ottawa and yikes.
Maybe we can piss Brady Tkachuk off and he can get another big fine again.
Why does that make me laugh every time?
Because he's such a tool.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but okay.
Yeah, I ain't scared.
You ain't scared?
What's he going to do? Come after me?
I mean, he might.
Yeah.
You never know in this crazy world.
Got something for him.
Uh-oh. This is a family show.
That should be a good game this week. Boys should be well rested, you know. First time they've gotten 3 days off in a while.
Wow. Yeah, true.
So
look at the standings though.
Oh, it's a madhouse right now.
Absolutely mad. Like that's one reason why I question it, to tell you the truth, because you know, Dallas teams like to disappoint sometimes. And, you know, they don't have the same problem the Cowboys do. I will say that. But I don't know what to expect from them because would they get knocked around by before Detroit? Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had just come off a long road trip, 3 games. Flown in from Washington. Washington was their last game on that trip. You get in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
No practice or anything. And then you have a 3 o'clock game. And Vegas had been sitting on their butts for 3 days, getting some nice practice in, and you know.
Makes you wonder if maybe the Stars will have that luck this time.
No, they shouldn't. They, you know, should have got some good practices in. I think they had, I want to say they were at Flower Mound today or yesterday for
the Flower Mound?
Yeah, for their last, big public, bring the kids out, yada, yada, yada.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, they've got to have those. So, but it's still their same practices, and they just actually signed some autographs. So
that hurts my heart. Flower Mound.
Yeah,
I know where that's at.
Yeah, I think that's where they were supposed to be at.
I didn't know there was one in Flower Mound.
I think so. I don't know. There's getting to be so many of them now that I can't keep track of all of them.
Yeah, true. That's a good thing though.
Yeah.
We were talking about that growth in Texas and hockey. Yeah.
Well, as long as they're they're continuing to get rinks and everything, you're going to grow the high school sports, which that's going to feed into the colleges and everything else. So.
let's make Minnesota mad. You think Texas will ever be the new state of hockey?
I want to say at one time we had more pro teams in the state of Texas than Minnesota did.
Oh, the Arrows
when you had the whole CHL division going.
Yeah.
The Central Hockey League. When you had the Ice Rays and the Laredo Bucks and Amarillo, we had 15 teams in the state of Texas.
Yeah, true. CHL, that was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun hockey there.
It was.
And now we've got the NAHL, which is all the 16 to 21 year olds. So you got, some high school kids that are playing and then kids that are battling to, get scholarships and stuff. So,
I didn't know that was the age range for the NAHL.
Yep. 16 to 21.
So, wow.
And it's interesting to watch those kids. I mean, those kids play hard. So it's fun to watch them. I think I was still living in Corpus for the first 2 years of when they, when they switched away from the Central Hockey League and moved to the new NAHL. But there's been some big players that have played in the NAHL. Patrick Kane played there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you educated me on something.
Yeah, that's where he played. That's where he started. I don't know if that's where he started, but he, he played in the league.
Wow, that's nutty.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, this week should be good. I mean, they should be, hopefully they maybe, fixed up some problems that they were having and, get the defense going to tighten it up a little bit and everything. So.
And then Ottawa. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but Ottawa's, they've been kind of an up-and-down team, too.
That's why I don't trust them.
Well, I don't trust any team. I mean, you can get beat by anybody on any given night. So.
Yeah, true.
Considering that the Anaheim Ducks have beat Las Vegas. So
you're right. Crazier things have happened. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, what are you feeling about Ottawa, man? Because Kachuk is the first thing that comes to my mind. I'll be honest with you. I want to see him cry.
I mean, I don't ever really worry about Brady. Matthew is the more talented of the two. Brady's more of his dad. He's more of a Goonie player. And to me, he is a very big crybaby. You know, I mean, he proved it the other night when against Carolina, when he got upset that, you know, the goalie came out and, you know, but he had his head down and wasn't, you know, he was watching the puck. You know, he got it swept away and oops, sorry, you tripped, you know, it's not the goalie's fault.
Right.
So, because he hit the puck first, so.
Yeah, he did.
So, but it should be a good week. I think we'll get some points this week, and then whatever next week, that's what I'm pulling up now to see. I don't even know who we play next week. It's been kind of a blur.
It has. Oh, we got St. Louis and Seattle.
No, well, at least the Saturday game is, you know, it's a late game. It's a regular game.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh. Then we got the Krakens and the Canucks.
The Canucks. I like the way you said that. That's how they say it, right?
The Canucks. I don't know. Have to ask my wife, the Canadian, you know.
Man, the Blues.
Blues firing their head coach and, you know.
That'll be an interesting. Okay, so we got Ottawa, which is kind of iffy in my eyes. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get with the Stars. 6-3 over Detroit. They could hopefully carry the momentum, but then you got Seattle.
Well, even Seattle's been up and down this year. The one I worry about is the Canucks.
Yeah. 2-0 earlier in the season.
Yeah. I mean, which, you know, even that one was on the back of a three-game road trip or three-game road trip. Where they only had one day in between for a little bit of rest and, you know. So,
okay, so you can cut them a little bit of slack.
Yeah. And the Canucks in the Western Hockey League or the Western Division, they're head and shoulders right now above Calgary and Edmonton because they've actually got solid goaltending, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you're not worried about Ottawa. You're not worried about Seattle.
No, I think they'll do fine against those two. Seattle has, you know, they've still got the speed. So, you know.
That was a fun series to watch in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, that was an interesting series. So
it was.
And so it should be. Should be interesting. And just thought of something I was supposed to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I just have to send a message to somebody.
So we've got, let me see. Oh, this isn't, hey, where's the, I'm looking for stat comparisons for Ottawa and Dallas, and I'm completely messing up. I froze. That's weird. Okay, so Ottawa's sitting at 11-12-0. Are you serious?
Yeah.
11-12-0?
Yeah, they're not good.
What in the world? Huh? And they have a +5 goal differential? Okay. I'm confused. Very, very, very confused. The heck happened? Oh, no, I guess it's been pretty consistent. Because Ottawa's not been very good lately.
No.
Looking at the rest of the standings, San Jose is still down at the bottom, near the bottom. Anaheim and Chicago. Seattle's 26th. Wow. What in the 9-14-7. Okay. Well, I don't know what to talk about then, because, you know, there's all sorts of hype. Whoa, we could beat this person. We could beat that team, lose to that team. Now I don't know what to think, because...
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's, you know, as long as the guys come out firing on all cylinders and, you know, playing the brand of hockey that DeBoer wants to play, you know, that's what we've got to get every night, you know.
They've done fairly good at it.
Yeah, they've had a couple of bad games here and there, but I mean, it's not like they're getting, you know, yeah, they have had a couple of blowout games. I mean, Vegas, you know, blew them out pretty easy. But
Vegas wiped the floor with them, and that hurt my heart.
Yeah.
They got to figure that out if they, well, I think they're done with them this season now. Is that right? Or was that,
I thought we had them one more time. Yeah, maybe not.
Josh said that we were done with somebody. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I think that is. I think we are done with Vegas.
That's scary because they beat. Well, okay. If we backtrack, regular season has not much to do with the, not much to do with the playoffs. Granted, but you know, history. History is a thing. And yeah, if they do play in the playoffs, man, it looks like they're going to be done again.
Yeah, but you've got to, they've got to, we've got to get to them or they got to get to us, you know, because LA could very easily take Vegas out.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, LA is playing good right now.
LA is, holy what?
Yeah.
Are they, I just looked at the standings. They're fifth?
Yep.
Fifth in the league.
But I mean, points are so tight right now. I mean, you look at the standings just in the West, from Colorado at 36 points to Nashville at 32. You know,
4 point difference.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I mean, there's only a 12 point difference between Colorado and Minnesota. You know, someone gets on a hot streak, you know, they could very easily climb the standings real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. That's true.
So.
And looking at the Stars. Only Vancouver in the next few games is amongst the top. Yeah. Oh, those are all Pacific Division people too.
Yeah. So they're not in our division, but you know, we still want those points.
Yeah. That's it. I would say it was an important swing of points, really, because you know, if what if Minnesota does go on a hot streak and we fumble around a little bit, or
even, you know, Winnipeg. I mean, I think they were on a 4-game win streak until whoever they just played, I think they lost. And but I think they were on like a 4-game win streak. So
that's crazy. There's one game difference between Dallas and Winnipeg, too.
Yeah.
One game. That is crazy.
So yeah.
I don't know what to think. I really don't.
Oh.
What if?
And as of last night, the Sharks beat the Jets.
The
Sharks. You know, baby shark. Beat the Jets. I mean, so that just goes to prove that any night anyone can be beat. You know, the Canucks beat the Lightning last night. You know,
I'm gonna have to be a Canuck fan for a night. Yike. I hate Tampa Bay.
Yeah. So.
What about St. Louis though? That's going to be a tricky couple of games.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting game there because you know,
them personnel changes
with the new coach coming in, and then who was it they just fired or sent down to the minors?
Did they send somebody down?
Yeah, they.
What?
Oh, what was name started with a V. He had come from somewhere, another team. They'd picked him up, and then I don't know what the deal was, but I mean, he was
Rana.
Yeah, that's it.
They put him on waivers 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's gone some way or another. Berube is gone. Bannister is the new interim head coach. Oh wow.
Who's the new coach?
Bannister.
Okay. Was he one of the other coaches or?
I have no idea. I've never heard of Drew Bannister other than maybe twice this season.
Hmm. Too bad so, Steve Ott didn't get that job.
Oh no. No. Man.
The original Otter.
Oh, I have stories to tell about him, but probably not safe for the show.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of my favorite players, and I met him when I was in high school. Dude scared the crap out of me, but was nice to be. It's crazy. He was a rookie when I met him. That's nutty, dude. Is he coaching now? He is, right?
He's some kind of assistant coach for St. Louis.
I never would have thought that. Steve Ott is a... Huh?
Yeah. So...
No. I couldn't picture him as a... Yikes. Well, okay. So what are you feeling about the next few games? I mean, Ottawa looks like it'll be fun. St. Louis has me curious with all their turmoil. Where do they drop the ball in Dallas, or do they just steamroll everybody?
I think they're going to play well against both these teams. You know, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think we're going to see Jake on one, Wedge on the other. You know, so, but
it'd be nice to see. I think it'd be nice to see Wedgwood start off.
Yeah, could be.
Put him against Ottawa. I don't know why I feel like that would be a good idea, but give Jake a break, start him fresh. I don't know. I don't know, but it's going to be a pretty interesting little stretch of games and a good chance for us to climb the standings.
Yeah, we definitely need to shoe in a couple of, you know, string together some wins and, you know, get back on track going into Christmas and New Year's.
You get Connor Bedard twice to end the year.
Yep. Aren't you excited? Can you imagine the amount of Chicago fans that are going to be here? They get two games in Dallas. They get away from the snow or cold temps. I don't know if it's snowing up there yet or not, but you know. So
I would have to question them. Why on earth are you a Chicago fan and why are you in my city? Get out.
Because they can come here and watch it way cheaper than they can watch it there.
But is it really way cheaper if you're traveling to the game? Come on now.
from what I've looked up, the average ticket on their premium games, it's about $600.
Holy.
I know people that fly up there and go to one game and then turn around and hop back on an airplane and come straight back home, and they're doing it for less than $200 for a flight.
Holy cow.
Now, I'm personally, there's a handful of East teams that I'll never go and watch in their city.
Oh.
Chicago, Boston, you know, Philly. Just because don't like the state, don't like the city, don't like the team. You know, if you have a-hole fans, you know, like Philly and Chicago, and you know, no, I'm not gonna subject myself to it, and I'm not putting any money in your pocket.
Solid point.
You know. Detroit's another one. I would go to Washington. I would go to Florida. I'd go to Tampa. I've been to Vegas. I would like to see the games up in Canada, but you know, Toronto and Montreal are extremely expensive. You know, talking $400 or $500 a seat, if not more. So
$400 or $500 a seat?
A seat.
Is that even legal?
Oh yeah. Oh, in the playoffs last year and that, you know, that first round that they actually finally won. There were seats going for anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. Now granted, that's Canadian dollars, but still, that's a lot of money for a game.
Truly is. Like, you'd have to be some kind of dedicated, in my opinion.
Well, it's, you know, I'm sure a lot of it's season ticket holders, you know.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, just like Dallas. You know, this year will be very, very interesting come playoff time if, you know, as long as Dallas stays in it. With the lower bowl being almost completely sold out come playoffs, what are those tickets going to go for? When people try to, you know, sell one game to pay for that round. So
dang. Somebody could have a heyday with that.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like the game that we missed, I paid for that round selling one game that we missed.
Wow.
And that round was almost $600.
Holy moly.
So anytime people complain about Dallas's pricing on their tickets, I'll tell them, go look up other teams. Go look up Canadian teams. Go look up New York and Boston and Chicago and stuff like that, where you're paying, you know, just huge amounts of money for, you know, a seat at a hockey game. It's just, it's insane. And I'm glad Dallas hasn't fallen into that, you know, yet. So
they keep doing well, and they might.
Yeah. Exactly. If they keep playing well, you know, of course the ticket prices are going to go up. I mean, they've gone up some since we became season ticket holders, but not a whole lot, you know. We had, when in the round we played Seattle, we had a couple of Seattle fans sitting behind us, and they were just in town for a meeting. So it just happened to line up that they could go to the game, and they were shocked what people were selling tickets for that round, you know, for.
Yeah.
And I was like, so just out of curiosity, I said, what are your ticket prices just during the regular season? And the lady told me, she said, we sat in this same kind of area, you know, upper deck. They were paying almost $200 a night per seat.
Holy moly.
And I'm like, wow, over an 82 or, you know, 82 game season, 41 home games at $400 a night. I was like, she's like, how much are y'all's? I was like, I don't even want to tell you. So I'm like, because you're going to be really upset. She's like, no, what are y'all's costs? I was like, we're at like $27 a night per seat. She's like, are you kidding? And I was like, nope. I was like, these seats tonight, I said, they're about $75. She goes, these seats, when y'all come to Seattle, she goes, they're going for $400 a seat in the upper deck. I was like, holy crap, Mom, never come see y'all play then.
Right?
Yeah, at least in the playoffs, you know. I mean, when we went to Vegas, our tickets were $200 a seat, you know.
There's a lot of stuff that factored into Vegas, though. It's Vegas.
Yeah. But it's also the market, you know. So hopefully, you know, hopefully Gilardi keeps his head on straight and doesn't drive the ticket prices up so high that, you know, the average fan can't go.
The average fan.
And hope to God they never go to what the Cowboys are doing, where you buy that seat. You know, and then you have a seat lease or something like that.
So, oh, yeah, they had to do that to pay for the stadium, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a new stadium, so.
Neither do the Cowboys anymore.
Well, yeah, but that stadium's, what, 10 years old?
Give or take, yeah.
You know, it's still one of the nicest stadiums in the country, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, still looks like the Death Star, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, why one of my favorites.
So
awful tiny sitting next to those glass doors, too.
Yeah. Yeah, those glass doors that they didn't think that the sunshine would shine through when they built the stadium.
See, now, if I had a Dallas Cowboys podcast, I'd call that into question because, yeah, right.
Well, it does in the summertime, or, you know, beginning of the summer, it does shine right through those windows.
Yeah. You know?
And they do shine right into the players' eyes, you know, each side. So,
yeah,
it was a poor design.
I think it was planned. That's what I think.
Yeah, but even the Cowboys have got to look into it at points. So why would you want your own team looking into the sun? Yeah. Especially when you can't wear sunglasses inside, you know. They say that's not cool.
That's not cool. Oh, wow. Wow. I don't even have any sunglasses. How about them apples? Man, so this podcast has gone every which way but here. There's not really much to talk about. What about AT&T Stadium hosting another Winter Classic? Would you go for it, or would they go for the fairgrounds again?
Oh, I'd love to see them do it again.
Well, would it be in the Cotton Bowl, or would it be AT&T Stadium? AT&T Stadium would be kind of cool.
I think they should do it in, you know, do it in the stadium. As much as I hate going to Jerry World, put it in the biggest arena that, you know, the biggest stadium that you can get it in.
I mean, that would speak volumes for the growth of hockey there, too.
Yeah.
It really would, because what if, I mean, okay, what are the times that the stadium's actually been packed? I think it was one of the first games that at the stadium.
Yeah.
I think it was WrestleMania was completely packed.
Oh yeah.
The first time around, if not both. So there's only been two times that we can say for sure that it was completely packed. Imagine what
Stars fans would do if they put the outdoor classic or whatever you want to call it in that stadium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have to be a, I think it would be better suited as a stadium series game.
There you go.
But I've, you know, and I've had this idea for a couple of years. Instead of it being just these random teams of stadium series every year, you have a stadium series for every division.
Mm.
You only play your division. So they could very easily figure out, you know, okay, we're going to do it this, and you spread it out. So you play, say, the Central. So Dallas would play Colorado. Next year, you know, you just mix and match it. And it's always good for points, and it always makes a rivalry. Instead of Boston playing Florida, you know, or, you know, the Rangers, you know, it doesn't always have to be a major market team, you know, because say like in the Pacific Division, you know, who are your key teams? LA, Vegas, Edmonton, you know, Vancouver's coming up in there, you know. So you've got some good teams in there that play each other a lot. And then you make one of those games a year, you know, a stadium series game. So there's a good chance, you know, about every 3 years, you're getting a stadium series game. You know, and you do, like in the Central, you do one in Minnesota, you do one in Dallas, you do, you know, one in St. Louis, you know, Colorado, you know. Because all of those teams have got NFL football teams, you know. Now, granted, you would have to work around the football schedule to, you know, to be able to have the team have the field for a week, you know. Because I think that's about how long it takes to, you know, set up the rink and everything.
NFL bye week, problem solved.
You know, the only one that might be tricky would, you know, in our division would be Arizona, you know, so you'd have to be looking at putting it in, God, what do they even have there that has a major stadium?
The Cardinals?
Yeah. So
that would be the only option because, well, that's not even an option either because Arizona wants to get rid of them or they did Phoenix.
Well, it sounds like they're buying some land. Arizona is.
That's good.
So it sounds like, you know, they might be building their own stadium.
Good. They're done kicking stones at each other then?
I guess. I mean, I don't know how much of these rumors are true, but, you know.
I saw the proposal not long ago, so you're accurate. I've seen it.
But I mean, I think that idea would be really cool if you had a stadium series and then whoever, you know, is awarded the Winter Classic that year, you know, of course they can't play in the stadium series. So, but I mean, that would be cool. I like the outdoor games and I think most fans do.
I do. It kind of takes the sport back to its roots.
Yeah, I mean, when they did the Cotton Bowl thing, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. The heck of a game, too.
The only thing I wish they would have changed on the Cotton Bowl game is, and I think they probably regretted not doing it, they should have opened up the entire Midway, not just half of it, because it was so freaking packed in there. You know, I mean, because that was 80,000. That was 80,000 people. That was the same amount of people that you have go to the Red River Rivalry.
You know? Yeah. Place looked packed to the brim.
Yeah.
When you look at it on TV.
Here's the thing, too, to go back to the stadium series. If you wanted to add some incentive or reward or whatever, you know, you could have the team that plays in it the following year be the team that ranks the top of that division or whatever. If you wanted to do that, too. Yeah. You know? That would, I don't know, it would be like a sort of a good job sort of thing, you know? And give the stadium series or whatever to that team the next year. Add a little bit of fire to it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about that a couple of years ago and I was like, why not, you know, why not have it to where, you know, you get every division, you know, they all get their own stadium series games. They all play an inter, you know, division rival, you know, because if Chicago plays, you know, St. Louis or not St. Louis, Seattle or something like that. Yeah, the points are important, but it's, you know, they don't really see that team that often, you know. If you put Dallas and Chicago in a, you know, a stadium series game, they see each other 5 or 6 times a year, you know?
Yeah. So,
you know, there's some bad blood there. So
there's definitely different ways you could twist that and, I mean, grow it even more. Like, what about city bragging rights, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, look at what we did for the Winter Classic. Everybody was like, oh, look at what Dallas did. Dallas was this, this, and that. Like, it was on social media for, what, 2 weeks after that?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it showed everybody that, you know, Dallas is pretty serious about the Stars. Like, that's a cool look. You know, you could showcase Seattle or somebody off the wall that, you know, you're like, well, what do they think about hockey?
Yeah.
It could open your eyes.
Yep.
By the way, I don't know about Arizona and hockey. It still doesn't make sense in my head either.
It's no worse than Vegas in hockey.
Or California, I guess.
I mean, one of the first outdoor games was done in Vegas in a casino parking lot.
That's pretty cool.
You know, I don't know how they did it, but, you know, hats off to them that, you know, you can do that.
That's wild. In a parking lot.
Yeah. So
I wonder where you could do one in Dallas. That'd be a heck of a lot of fun.
But
someplace off the wall.
Yeah.
Well,
I think there could be some, you know, some fun things to do with, you know, things like that, more to grow the game. And, you know, and I think Dallas tries to do that a lot because they do keep their ticket prices down relatively low.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of family style stuff to, you know, to bring the kids in or get, you know, get the parents in with the kids and everything. So, you know, I do have to say they're doing it right that way. So.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of good stuff. And I'll be honest with you, some of them are things I didn't even think they would do.
Yeah.
Like the continuous star centers, for instance.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, I thought there would only be, what was there? Like 5 years ago, what was there? Like 4 of them or some mess like that? Euless, Farmers Branch, all the big ones. Frisco. Outside of like the 3 or 4 that we used to have only.
Yeah.
Like I didn't think there would be any more and now they're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're investing in the community. They're investing in the kids that play hockey, you know, because you know, hockey's a, you know, a sport that you just can't go and play everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not like Minnesota in the wintertime, you know, where you can go find a pond and, you know, and go, you know, do a pickup game, you know.
So oof. I couldn't live there. That's too dang cold.
Yep, that's pretty cold.
Closest I've ever been to cold is Chicago. I think I've told you that a few times. Yep. Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. Ugh.
Yeah. I like the cold, but you know, there's a bit of cold that's is stupid cold.
Talking like 35 below zero type.
Minus 46 the last time that we left Edmonton a couple of years ago.
Minus 46.
Minus 46. The wind chill was minus 61.
Good Lord, I got frostbite in my toes just thinking about that.
I had a week's worth of minus 30 when we were staying at my wife's mother's house. And I didn't get to try, it didn't get cold enough to try the boiling hot water and then walking outside and throwing it in the air and it instantly freezing into snow. I didn't get to try that. I want to try that someday. So,
how come I can see you doing that?
Yeah. I like the cold. I mean, you know. So.
Yeah, me too, but not with metal around me. No thanks.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's true. So.
Yeesh. That stuff lingers around like a bad fart, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's some interesting hockey rinks up in Canada. Been to the newest one with, you know, where Edmonton plays. And then went to the Saddle Dome where Calgary plays. Ooh, you talk about a huge difference in arenas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you figure the one in Edmonton was built, what, 5 years ago. The one that Calgary plays in was whenever Calgary had the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think was 85 or 84 or something. Something like that. Somewhere in the 80s. Yeah. Very dingy. Very cold. You know, just a typical old hockey ring. And then Edmonton's is ultra nice and plush and, you know, it's kind of like walking into Cowboy Stadium when you've, you know, gone into some, you know, ragtime, you know, old barn and played football. So, but
going into my old high school versus going into AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. Or, you know, your old high school versus going into Allen High School or, you know, Prosper or something like that. Some of these new, you know, $55 million high school football stadiums.
That's wild. I want to see hockey get that much attention.
Yeah. Well, it's like the St. Louis game. It's actually going to be on a local channel. Something 21.
Yeah, TXA 21.
Yeah. Because it's getting bumped from Bally because of the high school football playoffs.
Oh,
I'm like, Bally. Somebody posted that up and I'm like, I'm okay with that. Let the high school kids have their spotlight for, you know, for one or two nights. I'm good with that.
Here's the thing about Bally though. People will see it. If that app and streaming and even channel works, the channel is going to work. Not everybody has cable anymore. You're trying to cut them, you know, a lot of times. And
yeah,
that app is just yikes. Like the other night, the game, I think I caught maybe 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
The rest of the time I was trying to get the app to work because it was black screening.
Oh.
And it would give me a screen to go watch the game. And then, I kid you not, versus Vegas, the stupid app restarted the pregame 4 times. And I left the room a few times because I was helping, you know, bring in groceries from parents' grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what was going on. And I missed 2 periods of the game.
Oh, geez.
2 periods because it kept freezing, hitching, and restarting. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I want to see them get away from Bally's. That oof.
Well, it just depends on, you know, who picks up the away games, you know.
Anybody, please, I'm begging you, pick up the games. Back in the day, they were on TXA21. What was it?
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
So.
20 years ago? Yeah, 20 years ago. I was still in high school. You could catch a game on TXA21.
Well, as long as they have Josh and Razor calling it, I don't care where they go. Just, you know.
I'll be the guy making noise. Ditch Bally's, please.
Well, somebody, like I said, just somebody's got to pick it up first. So
they'd be crazy not to. Like, how do you? They were just in the Western Conference and Stanley Cup Finals. What, 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
This team deserves a TV deal. It deserves a big time, not Bally's.
I wish Bally's would have never bought, you know, Fox Sports Southwest, you know.
Me too, because God bless them, man. Like, you can blast them online, and they're like, what's your address? How can we help you? Blah, blah, blah. They do, and then 2 seconds later, it's out again.
Yeah. See, I've never had a problem with it on cable.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I miss being able to watch them on cable. At least you could see them.
Yeah.
I mean, the streaming thing's cool because, like, especially right now, I'm about to go to a family thing in Oklahoma this weekend. You know, if the game's on Bally and I'm rolling down the road, I'll still be able to watch it.
I think.
But that app is so, what's the word?
Crappy?
No, it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
Iffy, I guess. It's not crappy. Like, it's a good app. It, when it works, it really works. But when it doesn't, it really doesn't. It's kind of like the Stars, man. Either it goes or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And... like, it has potential. It really does. It's streamlined, you know. You can click on one channel, go to the Mavs, click on one, go to the Rangers. It's awesome. The concept is great, but, man, it needs a lot of work. And I'm hoping they do work on it because not everybody can be at home. Not everybody has cable. And, like, I think that could grow the game, too. What if there's a family get together and somebody's watching Bally's and, you know, draws a crowd.
Yeah.
There you go. But get away from Bally's, please. I'm begging you, man. And I'm begging you, if you're going to play Ottawa the same way you played Detroit, please carry the momentum all the way through the game.
Yeah.
Can they do that, though?
I think they can.
Do they want to?
Well, it just depends on how, you know, if they run the score up.
I don't think they're going to be able to run the score up on Ottawa.
Yeah, let's see. Who the hell is Ottawa's goalie?
This is why I love having Weldon on the show, because he looks up things that, oops, I forgot.
Let's see. Let's see, Corposalo, Forsberg.
What?
Yeah.
Corposalo is on Ottawa now?
Yep, Jonas Corposalo.
We should.
Yeah. What? And then Anton Forsberg that used to play for Chicago.
Do we like Forsberg? I feel like he gave us trouble a lot.
Let's see. Thomas Chabot is hurt.
Yeah, how are we looking? Who's hurt? Who's not?
That's what I'm looking to see. Just says he's hurt, but he hasn't played since. Let's see. Oh, no, he shows that he played December the 2nd was his last game. But
not that long ago.
Senators placed Chabot on IR, is expected to miss 4 weeks, according to Darren Drager. Doesn't say upper or lower, so who knows? Could have stubbed his big toe or could have broken a finger. So,
or he could have bashed his head against the wall. Who knows?
Yeah, it could have been, you know. Got mad about that, you know, that poke check that made Brady look so foolish. So,
why did I laugh? Man.
So they've got a couple of guys that are banged up, and
you better believe that's gonna be some excuse too. One way or the other. If they win, oh, it's only because this guy, that guy was out. Yeah, okay. I hear that crap all the time, about as much as I hear about Cowboys fans or being the Cowboys fan, you know, this team beat them because of that. I hear the same thing for the Stars.
Yeah.
And the only reason y'all beat this is because of that. It's like, dude, no. They played like they wanted to win, so they won.
Yeah.
I hate that. You know, why question a team that is on the field? You know, you can win or lose any given day.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Most definitely.
Ugh. And I don't think one team or one player can make or break a team's effort. I really don't.
Other than the goalie, you know.
Exactly. Oh, here you go. My buddy Kay Fitz pointed out that Ottinger didn't look his best. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that. How do you think he's going to play? How do you think? Is he over that? Or is he still trying to dig out of it? What do you think?
No, he didn't play his best versus Vegas, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, he came back, you know, and looked, you know, great this last game, you know. But the defense is still got to, they've got to play smart around him.
You mm-hmm. know,
they've got to box these guys out. Because if he lets out a soft rebound, you can't let the other team's guy get to it first, because I mean, you know, they're gonna bury it on him.
Yeah.
And I mean that's almost any of them, you know. It's not just Ottinger. I mean, you know, Wedge had some, you know, has had a few of those too, where, you know, they'll kick off and he'll kick it right to somebody, but he's kicking it the way that, you know, he's being taught, you know, and a guy just happens to be there, you know. So I think he'll work his way out of this little funk, and you know, I mean, he's still finding ways to get us wins, you know, and he's still finding way to make big stops. It's not, you know, it's not like he's letting everything in.
Right.
So
maybe there's a chance he's out of that little funk, or at least he's digging out of it.
Yeah. Oh, I think Reese will go back to, you know, go back to basics with him, and, you know, and just, you know, kind of fine tune him a little bit. And, you know, because, I mean, And honestly, with the way that the team overall has been playing, we still haven't lost more than two games in a row.
That's crazy.
You know, even when we get in a little funk, you know, we find a way to come back and, you know, get another big win, you know, even after they, you know, they got pummeled by Vegas, you know, then they came back a couple of nights later and, you know, wrecked Detroit, you know.
Some people would say, oh, it's just Detroit, though, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Detroit is kind of a crappy team, but, you know, they're a mid-pack team, you know. They're 5 points behind Boston right now, you know. So they're not too bad, but they're, you know, they're not great. They're not Ottawa, you know. Ottawa's only got 22 points in 23 games, you know.
Holy moly.
So, you know, it's just, you know, the guys have got to step up and, you know, in the right games and, you know, because they're not going to come out full blown every single game for 82 games. They're, you know, there's going to be crappy games in there. I mean, even Boston last year, you know, yeah, they went and won a record number of games and then they get blown out in the first round of the playoffs and they're done, you know.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I hate the guy at Brad Marchment or Marchant, you know, when they asked him about all these records and everything, he goes, it doesn't mean anything unless you win the cup. Doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. Unless you win the cup, you know. So, you know, all they've got to do is stay consistent. You know, I'm not looking for, you know, blowout wins every night. You know, I would rather see some nice, hard defensive wins, you know, and our defense get much better than what it has been. You know, get the power play actually going a little bit better. And,
yeah,
you know, so because even the other night with Miro getting two, you know, I'm like, oh my god, it's amazing you can score when you shoot the puck at the net instead of passing it, you know, passing it looking for Robo to, you know, do his new one timer or, you know, for, you know, throwing it in for Jamie for a tip or something. It's like, just shoot it at the net and let's see what happens, you know? So,
I mean, you don't have to get reckless with it. Don't just go in there and shoot.
Yeah.
But don't get cute with it either. Just do it.
Well, it's like I told a friend of mine the other night, we were sitting there after Miro, you know, finally scored and everything. And I said, you can say what you want to about Klinger. I said, but when he was here, he shot the puck.
Uh-huh.
I said, and he managed to get the puck through. I said, Miro hasn't figured that out yet. He hasn't, you know, I don't know how Klinger did it, how he managed to get so many shots through, that get past that first person, you know. But Miro hasn't figured out how to do that yet. You know, to me, he always looks to pass, to throw it off to the wing, you know, and then after about three or four wing, you know, throwing it to the wings, then somebody will take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
that was a game where it seemed like everybody was just clicking at all cylinders.
Yeah.
Like two for Miro, really? I kid you not, I was watching the game and I was talking to you and my other friend that does the host or hosting duties, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. And he's like, Miro just scored two goals. Where did that come from? Like, I don't know. Yep. I don't know. It's a crazy thing that happens when maybe you shoot the puck.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they do that against Ottawa, I can already hear the things. Oh, it's just Ottawa. Oh, it's, I don't know.
based on the history, I can feel, or I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm rambling at this point, and it's just, but I hope they win. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, they, like I said, they got to go in there and they got to set the tempo, play their game. You know, stay out of the box, because that has been something that's been creeping back into their game again, is, you know, yeah, these little, you know, crappy penalties and stuff like that.
It's like they can't keep up with people sometimes.
Well, it's not that they can't keep up. It's like the high sticking, or
yeah,
you know, the tripping calls or whatever, you know. Because there hasn't been a whole lot of hooking calls in the game. That's when they can't keep up, hooking or holding. You know, it's,
oh yeah, true.
You know, more of stick discipline. So, but you know, and then the other night when they had the too many men on the ice, and I asked my wife this, I was like, why is it every time that they, you know, get one of these, Marchment's the one to go to the box?
Reputation.
I told her, I said, I'm going to ask him when we have a meet and greet with the Stars after the LA game in January, I think it is. And I told her, I said, I'm going to ask him, you know, why is it always you that goes to the box? You know, do you volunteer, or is it the coach go, you know, the coach sending you? So,
do you volunteer?
I was like, I said, I have questions, you know.
I want to hear the answer to that. That's interesting. Yeah. I want to know too now. That's wow.
Reputation, I mean, though. Because I think he leads the team in, you know, penalty minutes again, you know. So
is that why people question him, you think?
Yeah, that was, I mean, he was on a pretty heavy rotation of penalties last year, you know. You know, and it is kind of annoying when, you know, when you have all those penalties. So
it is, but you know, things happen. Lots of things happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to look up to see if I could find his penalty minutes.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure I want to know.
Oh, my God. The Stars menu, or the Stars, you know, roster thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have Mason Marchment listed at 6'5". He is not 6'5".
Somebody's generous.
Yeah, somebody's real generous.
I would have guessed maybe 6'3", 2.
That's what I would think. 6'3", 6, you know, 6'1" to 6'3". I've got a pitcher standing next to him, and I've got a pitcher standing next to Big Rig, and I was dwarfed with Big Rig.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And not with Mason.
Maybe he plays like he's 6'5".
Yeah, he might play like he's 6'5", but there, that's... just sent you a picture.
Oh, there it is. Let's see what we got here. Oh my gosh. Dude, that's a big boy.
Yeah.
He does make you look small. You're a big guy too.
And there's Mason.
Hey, that hat looks familiar. Did you steal my hat?
No, that's my hat. It's my favorite hat.
That's awesome. So, wow. He looks like a dweeb.
Yeah, him and his little porn mustache.
It looks like an 80s cop mustache or something, too. Yeah. One of those movies. I don't know.
Because even Jake at 6'5", or 6'6", whatever he is, he doesn't look as tall as what they say he is.
Interesting.
So, I mean, compared to the big rig photo, rig looks way taller.
Wow. Wow. I would have guessed Big Rig was like 7 foot looking at you. Yeah. Jake looks like a nerd too. I'm sorry. Please don't kill me. I don't want to die. I'm too young. That's awesome. I'm jealous. I'm going to have to meet up with you so we can all, or so I can do that and you can show me how to do it and all that crap. That's awesome. So cool. All right. Well, what else you got?
And my absolute favorite one.
Uh-oh. The Finnish Mafia.
Yeah. That was when they were only three. Now, you know, I never got a picture with all of them when Kibby was here.
Oh man, that would have been a blast. That would have been a blast.
But yeah. So yeah, it should be an interesting game this weekend, you know. There's going to be some fun times, so
yeah, I'm going to probably ask you to keep me updated if you don't mind, because I'm not sure I'll be watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're going to be out of town, I'll shoot you scores.
Yes, because God knows the app won't do it.
Well, you could probably get the scores. You just won't be able to get the game.
I couldn't get the game when I was in town either. Oh. Sorry. No tantrum. No, I'm good. I'm going to be nice. I promise. Maybe. All right. Well, you got anything else for me, man?
I think that's enough of our rambling of, you know.
We need hockey. That's all it is.
Yeah. So.
Well, thanks for coming on and doing the show, man.
Not a problem. So, We'll speak again next week. My schedule will be more free next week because we're getting ready to go on school vacation. So I'll be sitting at home either doing honeydews or a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'll be bugging you every day.
So, we can do shows during the daytime if, you know.
I'm game. I'm free usually mid-morning to early afternoon.
Yeah.
Anytime before 4, usually. So,
yeah, anytime. Like I said, probably after the 20th, we're done until after the first of the year. So,
that's awesome.
So maybe we can get your other buddy on, and we can have a 3-way chat, and you know.
Oh heck yeah!
See how the agree to disagree and everything goes. That should be fun.
No Jamie Benn stuff, please.
Oh, come on. No.
My heart can't take it. If only you could see my face anytime that's brought up. So. I cringe like no other.
Oh, by chance, did you see the photo on Die Hard's today? Jamie Benn shirt with Robo.
I'm not sure. Where do I find it?
It's on the Diehards.
Is it? Oh crap.
I'll tag you in it.
Uh-oh. Okay, sounds good to me. Wowzer.
Because it's Jamie and Robo doing the stepbrothers pose.
What? Uh-oh. Is that notification right there, you? Oh, yeah, it is. Yep. What?
I said it should have been Pavs and Wyatt, but, you know.
That's way more fitting.
Or Robo and Rope.
Robo and Rope. Oh, dude, I couldn't even picture that one. That one would kill me. Kill me dead. All right, man. Well.
All right. Well, like I said, I'll hit you up next week after, you know, these few games, and we'll give a little recap and ramble on, and, you know, I'm just waiting for college football now, so, you know.
I stand by what I said the last time I talked to you. I want college hockey, too.
Yeah.
Needs to be on TV. Dude.
It's just harder to follow down here because we don't have any teams down here.
Right. Like, my first glance at college hockey, I believe, was Minnesota Duluth and North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
A couple of years ago, some wild thing like that. It was before they changed their name and all that, too. And it's just like, this stuff is cool.
Yeah. I like watching those guys. So
me too. Like it's like when you think about it, it's kind of like college football. You know, they're people trying to live a dream.
Yep.
Or get there. And
well, and a lot of times you've got these players that have already been drafted, you know, and they've decided to, you know, go and chase a national championship before they go into, you know, their pro career. You know, just like, who was it? Owen Powers, you know, and a couple other guys that were playing for Michigan last year. So, and then, you know, then you get the guy, you know, you get these guys like Wyatt that just, you know, break in out of the draft and come right in. And so, oh, another little topic. What do you think about, Vegas holding the draft this next year, and they're holding it at that new cool, what they call the Sphere. This Sphere is freaking amazing.
Oh yeah, I've seen it on YouTube and even TikTok, making faces and whatnot.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's going to be inside to do that. I think that's going to be freaking cool.
I think that would be a cool job. Imagine.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the Sphere where the guy's golfing behind it and like the Sphere's face is asleep and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I don't think I've seen that one.
I'm going to have to find it and send it to you. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe I'll send it to you. I'll try and find it on YouTube. It's on TikTok. So. But yeah, those, I would love to have that job or a job like that.
Yeah.
Planes flying over it and like it's gawking at the plane like, ooh.
Yeah. See, when we went out there last time, it wasn't operational yet. And, you know, we're still, you know, asking people, okay, what is this big round building over here? You know? And they're just like, oh, it's going to be called the Sphere. And it's supposed to host concerts and stuff like that. No one ever said the outside of it's going to be, you know, this huge picture screen, you know, that they can do all kinds of stuff on. So, you know, I think it's cool. I look forward to, you know, the next time we go back out to Vegas, whether it be for a game or, you know, just to go out and run around out there. It just to sit and watch that thing.
I'd be really inclined to ask you to take pictures because I'm fascinated by it too.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, when I travel, I have my camera bag with me at all times. So
good. Something else I can bug you about. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That yeah it is cool. I mean, once again, it's gonna probably grow hockey there.
Oh yeah.
Why not? You know.
Yeah.
I think it's the best sport. Like, I kid you not, we were watching some NFL game on Sunday. I can't remember which one it was. Houston, I think. Somebody got shook up, and I deadpan serious looked at my dad, and I'm like, he would not survive in a hockey rink.
Yeah.
Or some crap like that. And my dad lost it because the face I made, the way I said it, and he's hard to make laugh, but those guys would not make it in hockey.
Yeah.
And then Jalen Ramsey was a guy that said he would. I'm still hoping to see that. Like, go on with it.
Yeah. So.
All right, man. Well, I don't know what else to say. I think we covered all the bases.
I think we're good tonight. So, like I said, I'll hit you up next week once I'm off, and you know, we can do some daytime records and everything. So,
heck yeah, I'm game.
All right.
Well, thanks again for your time. Thank you for BS3 Network's time, and guess we're out of here.
We're out of here. All right. Go Stars on Friday night.
Go Stars on Friday. Oh, my God.
Friday. It's almost Ugh. Here.
No, I have to go to bed early. This sucks. I hate missing hockey.
All right, man. We will talk to you later. All right, hopefully, hopefully after some Stars wins.
Yes,
go for
please.
Go for two in a row.
Yes, please.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Dallas Stars! Dallas Stars!